are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 5 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. In this hour, we're going to be talking about a new risk factor where the steroid injections we get for back pain could possibly put us at risk for spinal fractures. I think we all saw this one coming, but, you know, we were afraid of back surgery, so we thought we'd just move forward with the injections. We'll talk about that. Then a new study has come out saying if you have a bad hair day, it may be because of copper leaching into your water pipes. We'll talk about that. Also, it looks like sibling bullying could be worse than schoolyard bullying, where your kids are getting beat up on pretty bad at home by their other brothers and sisters, by their siblings, even if it's verbally. All right. And then we'll talk about the Supreme Court ruling today on patents between generics and brand name, as we have a slew of Supreme Court actions and rulings that happened this week. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hope you guys had a great last couple days. Gosh, there's so many stories I want to get to. I don't know where I want to go to first. Let's, some of you had wanted to talk about in the previous hour some of the issues with the Supreme Court and some of the rulings. So one of the big ones that we had learned of today is that they struck down by a 7-2 vote Arizona's proof of citizenship, which is a law that asks would-be voters for additional documentation before allowing them to register using a federal form designed to make signing up easier. Now, this has been an issue that many of us have kind of been scratching our heads on, okay? To register to vote, from what we understand, the way it's been is you sign a form saying under penalty of perjury, okay? All right, under the threat of you doing something illegal, you're going to tell the truth and say you are a citizen when you check that box and register to vote, okay? Without showing any proof of citizenship. Now, that's the way it's been. You sign a form, you check a box saying, yep, I'm a citizen. And the threat that's on there, okay, to make sure you don't lie, okay, is if you do lie, that will be an illegal act. Now, I mean, how many illegal immigrants are concerned about one more illegal act? I mean, some can be, but I don't think that little disclaimer down there really thwarts people from lying. Well, Arizona law had said, look, no. Okay. You know, you got to show proof of citizenship. Okay. You show proof of citizenship, then you get to vote. I mean, you know, keep in mind, voting is a gift bestowed upon us by our Constitution. There was a reason we have freedom to vote in our Constitution. It's a freedom we are protected by as citizens. But then on the other hand, there's a responsibility by the government to hold that very sacred. All right. Just because we have the ability and the liberty to vote doesn't mean you give that to everybody, whether they're a citizen or not. So Arizona had a provision saying show us proof of citizenship. Supreme Court said, sorry, no, that's illegal. So you can't do it, which basically then means that, you know, still these federal forms that are supposed to make it easier for people to vote, you know, whether they're in English or another language, et cetera. All right. Which I thought that is supposed to be only safe for citizens. You don't have to prove it. All right, you just have to check the box and pinky swear. And so, I guess that's, you know, how it's happening. We do understand that could be a huge shift in terms of voting demographics. I don't understand why, proof isn't necessary to show, you know, the idea of voter ID and showing voter ID at the polls was something that judges are starting to strike down. I don't get that. You can't get an apartment without showing ID. You can't buy margarita mix without showing ID. I was at Bass Pro Shops getting hubby a Father's Day gift, and my son had said that Dad wanted a new knife, you know, for when he goes hunting and stuff, or and camping, and he couldn't buy the knife. I had to. Okay, you have to show ID. I don't understand why all of a sudden all these people don't have ID when it comes to voting. All right, then how is everybody else getting their apartments, getting their beer, getting their, I mean, you know, we are, I have to carry my ID all the time. I always have to carry my ID. I don't get that. But the rules are changing, and I guess what was considered illegal isn't considered illegal anymore, which is why we probably shouldn't even use the term anymore, okay? You have, if we aren't supposed to use the term illegal immigrants, all right, they're called undocumented immigrants. So I guess you have the immigrants that are going down the regular path, and then you have ones that sneak in, try to bypass the system, but we're not allowed to call them illegal. We're supposed to say they're undocumented. I don't get that. Why would anybody go down the right path and go through the regular immigration process? My family had to. My family had to go through the regular immigration process and become citizens, and they did. They had to take the test. They had to learn the language. They did. I mean, it was tough, and they did it. But can't be asking for proof of citizenship. Now, on the flip side, all right, you know, if somebody said, Dahlia, where's your birth certificate? I have it, but I remember there was a time where that was kind of a pain in the butt. Okay, many of us don't have our birth certificate. It may not be a bad idea for you to go to the county registrar, pay whatever you have to pay so you have a copy of it, all right, just in case things change, you know. But I do realize that having papers in America, we're kind of spoiled. In any other country, you have to have your papers, right? Everybody has to have their papers. In the olden days, you always had to have your papers. Nowadays, we're like, oh no, it's not politically correct. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll talk about what's going on with the generic medicines and the brand name medicines in this new Supreme Court ruling. Don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dahlia.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Valair Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right. And please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you do go to our website at drdahlia.com, please sign into our guest book. It's always nice to hear who's listening, where you guys are listening from. All right, get to show the boss that I'm not just in a room speaking to myself. Okay, so some of you are kind of confused for this pay-for-delay deals between drug companies and how the Supreme Court said that these deals can be illegal. Supreme Court had ruled 5-3 that agreements between makers of name brand and generic drugs to delay the generic's availability can be illegal. Of course, consumer groups, patients, proponents of Obamacare love this ruling. Let me tell you basically what it means. I mean, this is crazy. It kind of shows how messed up our system is, but how much more messed up our system is now going to be. All right, I guess what happens is a drug company spends years and millions upon millions of dollars figuring out trying to create a pharmaceutical. Okay. Right. Of the thousands they try, maybe they get a good hit, like Lipitor, Zoloft, Z-Pak, Viagra, etc. Pfizer had a real lucky decade back in the 90s. All right. That allowed it to enjoy the fruits of its labor for years. Okay. But we do know that brand name medications are very, very expensive. And generic companies want to immediately, right, tap in on a medication's success. I don't blame them, okay? Offer cheaper prices, okay? Helps with Obamacare. It helps us, you know, be able to afford medication. I get that, all right? Without, of course, having to do all the expensive work, okay? And the sooner that the generic company could get that pharmaceutical company to lose its patent, the better. And again, this is all being devil's advocate or looking at this economically. I mean, it makes sense, okay? People couldn't wait to get their hands on Lipitor or Viagra or Ambien. Once Ambien went generic, okay, companies were salivating at the chance because then they get in on it. They could start selling the drug, make money. They could then compete, make it cheaper. The reason why brand name drugs are so expensive is because while they have the patent, they get to enjoy the fruits of their labor and charge what they want to. Okay? And then once it goes out there to the generic market, now you have competitive pricing for the generic market. These medications are cheaper. The generic market can be cheaper, a hell of a lot cheaper, because they didn't have to spend the money researching the drug. They didn't have to pay the liability. They can't get sued. You can't sue a generic company for a drug. You could sue the brand name. You can't sue the generic. Okay? For example, somebody had committed suicide, and the lawyer, I know the lawyer very well, good guy, but he's suing Ambien because the patient didn't take generic Ambien, but he took regular Ambien brand name a couple days before he decided to commit suicide. Now, whether the Ambien had anything to do with him being suicidal or not, that's a whole other issue for the courts. But if the victim had taken generic, there wouldn't have been the lawsuit. So generic companies don't have to prepare for multi-million dollar lawsuits with the medications because they weren't the ones that studied them. You can't hold them liable. The only person you could hold liable would be the parent drug. So what generic companies have been doing is they've been trying to break the patent, whether it's 20 years, etc., by filing a challenge with the FDA. They try to prove that the patent is flawed, maybe invalid, so they could hopefully launch the generic version before the patent ends. Well, what ends up happening is pharmaceutical companies will make an agreement, make a settlement with these generic companies. Okay, what usually starts happening is generic companies try to mess with the patent. Brand name companies then sue the generic companies. Okay, and this is outlined by the Washington Post. When this starts to happen, you're looking at years of expensive litigation. Sometimes you don't know where this is going to go. So what usually happens is if both sides want to avoid years of expensive litigation, they'll end up reaching an agreement. Both sides get happy. The generic company gets to jump in before when the patent would expire, years before. The brand name got the generic company off their back for X amount of time, now has a finite amount of time for them to make money. Everybody's happy, of course, except the patients. Okay? So now, if this is illegal, according to the Supreme Court, and brand name companies can't work deals with generics, all right, that means generic companies will then go full force with lawsuits. It's encouraging the lawsuit. So now brand name companies are going to have to, on top of all the other expenses to produce the drug, start dealing with lawsuits. There was something else, another aspect of it that I guess, let me see here. There was another aspect. There's this reverse payment settlement that we were talking about. There was another aspect to this where it was kind of, and I apologize about this because I was working off the computer and the other page got erased. All right, like how the hell did that other page get erased? But when the computer doesn't want a page going up. But there was another aspect to that where, again, this doesn't so much hurt generic companies, it hurts brand name companies. And if now their patent is open to litigation, all right, they're going to have to weigh if that's going to be worth it before they start going in and investigating that drug. So it's just another obstacle pharmaceutical companies are going to have. Now, mind you, many of you always, you know, wonder why I'm so soft on the pharmaceutical companies. I don't always take their side, but why I'm soft on them. And I've explained why I think they're getting a real bad rap, even though there are some things that we should be able to hopefully compromise with. But once I heard pharmaceutical companies are like, fine, then I'm not going to research these drugs unless I know it's financially in our best interest, we found out that they probably aren't going to, many of them are not going to be looking at these superbug antibiotics. Antibiotics, when they lose patent, all right, and anybody else can get them, that's great. Okay, I love it. I love the fact that Levaquin is generic. I think that's awesome. But antibiotics are one of the most expensive drugs to test. These guys need incentive to research and develop these drugs. We don't have enough government agencies in the R&D department. We don't, especially with their funding getting cut. So when you say, you know, look, a pharmaceutical company can't do what it needs to still stay financially solvent and keep the generics off their back so they can at least glean whatever money they need to, so it incentivizes them to do more studies, they're probably going to just pick and choose what they can. And picking and choosing what they can are probably going to be drugs that really don't affect you and I. They're more of the more kind of fancy esoteric drugs that, even though it does affect a lot of us in general, less of a population. Antibiotics are used by a lot more of us than these new immunologics, right? Or some of these new cancer treatments. Yes, we want them, but that's where the money is for them, so that's where they're going to go. And but the generic companies, they really want to be able to start making money themselves. I mean, and I know some of you are saying, well, see, Dahlia, that's why it has to be socialized. This is ridiculous. I don't know. I don't see how a socialized medicine arena is going to help us with R&D and come up with these fancy medications. Now, why does a medication need to, you know, be $200 a month or $1,000 a month? I don't understand that. I don't understand why brand name has to be that much. But also, we don't live in a society where we price control. If somebody suggests that, that's not a democratic capitalistic society if we have government come in and price control. So where we have issues, like what we had with Myriad, is you have a company that does all the work. They get the patent. They get the monopoly. Now, if the government wants to make patents shorter, all right, they can do that. They can make patents shorter, and that doesn't turn us into a socialized country. They could do that. But then again, you better make sure that patent is long enough for the company to say it's worth it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, we're going to be coming up on break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of these other health stories that we have, like our back steroid injections. Very, very common treatment many of us are doing to prevent us from needing to proceed with back surgery. Problem is that could be putting us at risk for spinal fractures. So don't go away. Very busy day. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. Listen up. How many of us need an act of Congress to take a poop? Well, filibuster no more, we have Squatty Potty. Squatty Potty helps us eliminate by allowing our colon to reach proper alignment naturally. It reduces straining and therefore hemorrhoids, and we don't want those now, do we? No installation is necessary, and the Squatty Potty easily aligns with your existing toilet. You'll enjoy faster, cleaner bathroom visits all by using Squatty Potty to recreate what humans have done for years before modern man invented uncomfortable toilets. I've used Squatty Potty myself and love it. And they come in multiple shapes and sizes. To learn more about Squatty Potty, go to their website today at SquattyPottyStore.com. That's SquattyPottyStore.com. Remember, healthy colon means happy life.
Come to Burnsville, Minnesota to attend the Healthy Body 13 Conference.
2 days only.
Friday, June 21st at 6 p.m. for the opportunity meeting. And Saturday, June 22nd at 9 a.m. for training by Tom Chenault. Learn about Dr. Joe Walling, the man who took on the FDA 8 times and won on all counts. For details, call 651-695-7750. That's 651-695-7750. Or visit HealthyBody13.com. HealthyBody13.com. Income at home with nutrition done right. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armored Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so the steroid injections have been basically a huge therapeutic option for many of you with chronic back pain, chronic neck pain, chronic back pain, and who have been trying to avoid back surgery. And these injections that we do have steroid in it, as well as some of the cane anesthetic family, lidocaine, marcaine, etc. Well, a study has come out, and again, this was expected, that older adults who get steroid injections to ease the lower back pain and leg pain may now have increased odds of suffering a spinal fracture. Now, all right. There could be, though, a few things going on with this. First of all, when we inject steroids into the area, it's not supposed to go into the bone. It's supposed to go into the area, like where the compression is. So, for example, if you have a herniated disc, okay, or if you have areas in the spinal column that start to narrow, as in spinal stenosis, these steroid injections decrease the inflammation. They do nothing to move the disc. They do nothing to enlarge the narrowing. What they do is they decrease the inflammation. Okay? Now, and it's supposed to be temporary. For some people, that's all they needed to break the cycle, and they're pain-free for a while. For other people, doesn't dejectedly squat. But again, it's a nice thing to try rather than going straight from chiropractor to back surgeon. You know, it's something that could be tried just to see. It's something a little bit more invasive, but not as invasive as back surgery. The thing is, though, is whenever we use steroids, steroids can cause bone loss. We've known that for a while. Systemic steroids that go into your, you know, your whole body, as in taking pills, etc., or shots, could also cause issues like diabetes, liver issues, kidney issues, etc. The localized injections appear to cause less of those changes because, again, it's more localized. Even though some of the steroid is getting absorbed into the blood system, it's not as much. But they're saying that people that get these steroids injections may be at increased risk for spinal fracture. Now, spinal fracture is not fun. We usually see spinal fractures in people who have cancer that goes to the back, right, that spreads to the back, metastasizes to the spine, and then it disintegrates the bone. We also see spinal fractures in people with osteoporosis. So people with thinning of the bones can get compression fractures, where the bones are just so thin that sometimes they just buckle and crack or have a compression fracture. So if getting steroid injections, and it's very easy for them to figure this out, you get the steroid injection, and then you see what the bones are looking like around that area. Now, according to this study, they looked at 3,000 Henry Ford patients who had steroid injections for spine-related pain. 3,000 got other treatments. The average age was about 66 years old. Overall, about 150 people were later diagnosed with vertebral fracture, cracks in the small bones of the spine. On average, they said steroid patients had a 21% greater chance of being the ones with the fractures. Okay, and it's a 21% increase with each round of injections. So what does this mean? Well, you know, how I look at it is, again, you know, back surgery, even though nowadays back surgery has greatly improved from 10 years ago and 20 years ago, I still think there's more complications from back surgery than these injections. Mind you, compounding pharmacy that had contaminated vials with the fungus and people getting fungal meningitis, that was probably one of the biggest clusters, and it caused a lot of people to be scared to death of getting injections in the back. I get that. There are risks to either. I get that. But still, it is less risky than going in for a back surgery and being put under. What I do, though, urge anybody is to try to avoid the baseline osteoporosis that we get with age anyway. You know, many 66-year-olds, men and women, have thin bones. You know, I can't believe how many people I inherit as patients, men, over the age of 60, and nobody's ever done a bone density scan on them, a DEXA scan. We have to do bone density for our men. We do. And so if you are more prone to osteoporosis, these injections may then put you at a little bit more risk. All right? My suggestion is don't wait till you become osteoporotic. Don't wait until your bones are thin. You need to be proactive. Now, I know a lot of people are scared of some of these medications that prevent osteoporosis. Nothing's without risk. I know it's frustrating. Some of you are like, you know, Dr. Dahlia, let me just live my life. Let me just do what I need to without taking medications. I'll work outdoors. I'll get sunlight. I'll eat an all-around diet. And just let me be. No medicines, nothing. All right. I get that. I do. You know? I mean, half my family is American, half isn't. They're from, you know, Europe. I mean, whoever survived the Holocaust in Nazi Germany. And those that had been sporadically throughout Europe, that's their thinking, too. You know, you tend the farm, you work hard, you eat well, and you don't need no stinking medicine. You know, I get that. I get that. I understand that. But for those of you that do want to be a little proactive, exercise is good. Vitamin D is good. I'm not allowed to tell you to go out into the sunlight to get your vitamin D. I'm supposed to tell you to pop the vitamin D pills. But, you know, if you can protect yourself from skin cancer and get vitamin D from the sun, that's the best way to do it. Exercise saves the bone. And then there are some medications that help protect the bones. Also, try to avoid the soda pop. Soda pop hurts the bones. Having a parathyroid that's out of whack could hurt the bones. Okay? girls trying to stay so skinny that they don't have periods can hurt their bone mass. You know, whenever we have a female athlete that hasn't had a period in a year, we check their bone mass. Because without estrogen, they have trouble keeping their bone mass. Women who are on the Depo-Provera shot or progesterone only, and they aren't ovulating, and their ovaries aren't allowed to do what they need to because they're trying to prevent pregnancy, those people could be at higher risk for osteoporosis. Those are things that, you know, we urge. Some of you say, well, you know, should I just start drinking milk? If you're starting to drink milk now in your 60s, it's kind of too late. All right. Most of the bone stores and the thickness you really make when you're adolescent. All right. But being low in calcium doesn't help. We don't want you to overdose on calcium. There's been some conflicting studies on how even these calcium supplements could put you at risk for heart disease. But make sure you're getting calcium in your diet. Maybe take a little bit of calcium to supplement. Okay? We usually recommend 1,500 milligrams of calcium. You got to divide it up three times a day because your body won't absorb more than 500 milligrams of calcium a day. Make sure you drink it with plenty of water. Again, if your doctor allows, vitamin D, anywhere from 800 units to 2,000 units, depending on what your baseline level is, maybe even more for some of you who are low. And those are kinds of the recommendations for now. All right? But if you are in severe back pain, okay, again, going back to the study where the steroid injections could put you at risk for spinal fracture, all right, if you are in severe back pain, you're not going to exercise. You're not going to be outdoors. You're not going to be living a more healthy lifestyle. If that's the case, that could also cause osteoporosis. Keep that in mind. You know, if you're somebody who would benefit from the injection, all right, that's definitely something to weigh when you decide this, okay? You don't want to blow, you know, you don't want to, you know, blow off the idea yet. All right, guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, is having a bad hair day, okay, caused by water in your pipes? Really? And then is sibling bullying worse than what's going on the schoolyard? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm also kind of looking at this. Scientists are moving a 15-ton magnet from New York to Chicago. I hope they're wearing good tennis shoes. That's a long walk. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you do go to our website, check out some of the specials on Freeze Dry Guy as well as Squatty Potty. I love the Squatty Potty. You know what? Anything that helps me poop, you guys can tell if I've been able to poop that day because I'm in a good mood. But when I'm in a bad mood going, you know, I don't feel good, I'm bloated, I'm constipated, here's the news. You know, I didn't poop. So definitely check out the Squatty Potty. It really does work. And it's not embarrassing. I mean, even the cats, act like it's just a part of the toilet. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Also, when you go to my website, don't forget to sign into the guest book so I know who's listening, where you guys are listening from. We can keep surveillance tabs on you, right? No, you guys, no private information is being put in there. Okay, we don't need the private information. If you guys notice, I never give you guys annoying emails. All right. I know as a radio host, I'm supposed to give you guys updates and have a news. Everybody says I should have a newsletter. I should send you guys emails and I don't want to bother you. I mean, I get so many emails and I just don't want to put you guys through that. Okay. You know, there's some things if I want you to check something out, I'll tell you to do it on my show. I'm not going to force it by email. Okay. Alright, and the information will be on my website. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So what causes a bad hair day? And Lord knows I have a lot of them. Researchers have discovered that traces of copper in the water from our pipes in our homes can actually be damaging the hair. The metal gradually builds up in the hair, helping to speed up damage caused by sunlight, therefore causing split ends, flyaway strands, less shine, makes it more difficult to manage. This is worse than people who dye their hair. Well, I have to dye my hair. I have gray. Of course I'm going to dye my hair. I got my hair dyed this weekend. I'm not an idiot. They say beauty products from Procter & Gamble is trying to exploit the findings by developing dyes and shampoos to neutralize copper. Exploit. This is coming from the Sydney Morning Herald. I don't like to use the word exploit. Copper, they say, is not present in large amounts, but it is important as it is catalytically active. You know, a catalyst kind of helps an enzyme go from point A to point B, right? And so it comes from the tap water. The hair acts like a sponge, picking it up over time. So what did they do? They looked at 450 women's hair from around the world. They found varying levels of copper. Low levels were thought to occur naturally in drinking water, but purified processes by water companies add more. Most of the traces, though, came from the pipes and the hot water tanks. If the copper level rises, it can help break down the outer sheath of the hair, making it more prone to damage. You know, very interesting. One of you had asked me, how often should you be washing your hair? Now, we were taught in high school in the 80s, okay, that you never go a day without washing your hair. Wash it twice if you can. And also keep in mind, okay, that was the Xanadu days. That's when we were just really loading up with hairspray. I mean, I'm sure in the 60s they loaded up with hairspray too. Okay? I remember, though, not liking to wash my hair every day and wanting to give it a day or two break in the week because my scalp would be so dry and I would be having, you know, kind of dry patches. And I wasn't getting so much dandruff as much as, gosh, the scalp felt dry. But I worked out a lot. I was living in the heat. So, and I used a lot of hairspray, so I wasn't going to mess with it. I washed my hair every day. All right, but truthfully, many of us doctors say do it every other day, every couple days. And the reason why is the oils. Now, I know you guys are going to think this is gross, but the oils that the scalp makes can sometimes be protective. Now, if you're, let's say, more prone to acne, okay, if you're more prone to acne, then, yeah, we're going to say, look, wash it off because we don't want sweat. We don't want anything festering. Absolutely. But for a lot of us, we really need the oil, the sebum, as a protection. I mean, you know, remember, our body sweats, our body exudes, our body makes bodily fluids for a reason. Everything has a reason or a purpose in your body. We talked about that with appendix. A lot of you think the appendix is a worthless organ. No, it's not. Okay, there's a reason for the appendix. Okay, the appendix purpose, there's a purpose, I should say. The purpose is to house bacteria. It houses bacteria, so when your colon needs, I guess, a dose of some extra bacteria because antibiotics wiped it out, the appendix squirts it. Some of you think tonsils are useless. No, tonsils are a part of your lymphatic system. Now, true, you could live without your tonsils, you could live without your appendix, okay? You could live even without a spleen. You could live without some of these organs, but that doesn't mean they aren't necessary. It doesn't mean they're worthless, okay? You get that? So, you know, when people say, oh, Dolly, I build up so much earwax, I need to clean out my ears with Q-tips. No, wax serves a purpose. Every orifice in your body needs to have a cleansing mechanism. Right? So your mouth has saliva that washes out bacteria. It's a cleansing mechanism. Your nose has nasal, secretions, right? You sneeze, etc. Your ears have earwax, right? Earwax is supposed to be protective. Earwax prevents bugs from coming in. It keeps the canals lubricated. Why? Because the canals are exposed to air. How many of you have ever suffered from dry ear or eczema within the ear canal? Eczema within the ear canal is excruciating. That is itchy ears. Oh, my gosh. Now, but again, that's what wax protects you from. It's one of those things where I, you know, sometimes I think too much does need to be dealt with. I get that. I mean, you know, because, for example, somebody has hearing issues. If they have hearing issues, the first thing I do is take a look at, all right, well, is the wax blocking their ear? And they'll flush it out. But just because you have a little bit of wax doesn't mean you have to come in for flushing. I have people that come into me like I'm a Roto-Rooter. And I'm supposed to be flushing out their ears. I don't want to flush out your ears. You know, if that wax has protected you and you have a little bit, keep it. Now, if I need to diagnose you with a perforation, if I need to diagnose you with an infection, yes, I'm going to flush that ear wax out of there, get it out of my way so I could see. But, you know, for those of you where it doesn't clog, that's protective. Okay, other orifices, you got your butt, you got the urethra, vagina, depending on the sex that you are, all of them have discharge or urine, or something that allows some sort of flow. You are not allowed to have an orifice in your body that doesn't have flow because things settle. So there are certain things that are important. There are certain things that are supposed to be there. So going back to head washing, no, I don't want acne. I don't want, you know, smell. I don't want a breeding ground for bacteria. But sometimes the oils in your scalp do protect the skin. All right, and do protect your hair. Something to think about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. There's always a reason for everything. There's a reason for siblings, all right, but sometimes it goes too far. Sibling bullying, they say, could sometimes be worse and cause more psychological scars than being bullied at school. A new study shows aggression by a brother or sister was linked to significantly worse mental health in children and adolescents when compared to children who hadn't been bullied by their siblings. Now, you know, the one relationship I was always intrigued by throughout, you know, reading the Bible and looking at history was the brother-brother relationship, the sibling relationship. Even in animals, siblings have to fight with each other for the mom's food, right? Animals have to always fight for the nipple, okay, with birds. Birds have to fight for the worm, all right? And Cain and Abel. This sibling rivalry, I guess its evolutionary purpose is to prepare us for real life out there. The only thing is sometimes bullying can be so bad that these kids are pretty scarred. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.